Welcome to Be Strong Minded Podcast. I'm your host, Petia Kolebova, a passionate coach who helps corporate women who have been pushed down and have been playing it small due to toxic relationships or childhood trauma they have never healed from in their past, which has caused them to create a life that wasn't true to them or their sole purpose. My mission is to help women who are on the path to heal from their past wounds, move through their limiting beliefs and internal blocks so they can finally do what they want to do, what feels good to them, which is serve other women in a powerful way online. Each week, I will be offering an interview on an idea that will support you to leave behind what it's not serving you anymore and create a life filled with freedom, abundance, and purpose. No more hiding, no more waiting. The time to take care of yourself and up-leveling your life is now. Do you ever ask yourself, who am I to be sharing with the world my work? Today, we are going to dive into deep on how to be really unapologetic and how to own who you are. But before we dive in, let me share with you about something that excites me the most these days. I'm super excited about the event Meant for More, which also sponsors this episode. One-day transformational event on April 27, sunny Saturday in Las Vegas, where all the incredible speakers and women come together to rise. To rise beyond their limiting beliefs, their blocks, and limitations. No more hiding, no more numbing, sister. It's your time to rise. It's time to really discover who you truly are, what are your next steps, and how to get more clarity and confidence into your life. You are meant for more, and it's your time to own it. So let's dive deep in. Because I truly believe that only and really only when we own who we truly are, it's when we are serving the world. So many women that I'm surrounded with are such incredible givers. They're giving their time, their energy, their gifts to everybody around them. And they are still so humble because they are afraid that they are not enough. That what they are sharing, it's not special. That they are not gifted. And the thing is that once you realize that the things that you went through, the people that you have met, the books that you read, the podcasts that you listened, the obstacles you overcame, that's such an incredibly unique mix that nobody else in this world has. And like my beloved client Becca said, when you don't share it, you wear it. And that's the thing. You think that when you don't share about your journey, when you don't share your emotions, when you don't share your journey, you are good and you are safe? Well, when you don't share your emotions, you are wearing them. If you are not living a life that it's aligned with your highest purpose, meaning that you are not living a life that it's true to you, uniquely you, you are going to be manifesting in bigger and bigger and bigger lessons to show you what you're truly meant for. You will be getting so much contrast to show you when you are on the path and when you are off the path. Sometimes women come to me and they say, I have so many passions, so many dreams. I don't know what to do first. And I always tell her, the time and the place to start, it's now and with you. Excuse me as I interrupt today's podcast episode, which I hope you're getting a ton of value from. But today, I want to share with you something that I am really excited about. So if you are ready to finally dig deep and dissolve those internal battles that are keeping you from a lackluster life, then I am here for you. Me and another speakers are joining our forces for one-day transformational event called Meant for More in sunny Las Vegas, April 27. Leave behind your limiting beliefs, fears, people-pleasing, and become the happy, healthy, and empowered woman you are meant to be. The seats are limited, so make sure to head over to meantformore.life and get your early bird ticket now before they are sold out. You gotta start with you. You gotta really dig deep into your story, into who you really are, and what you truly believe in. I don't know about you, but when I'm somewhere on the meeting or conference or the party, yeah, you wouldn't see me on many parties unless it's a part of the conference, like the VIP party before. But when you are there, the most attractive women are the women that are so full of themselves, not in any selfish way, but it's the energy you can see. It's the energy you can perceive around them. And that's what's really sexy. That's what's really attractive. Women like that are so magnetic. You look at her, I was like, woo, I wanna be like her. What is she doing? Well, what is she doing? She's doing her, boo. That's what is she doing. I wasn't this way 5, 10, 20 years ago. I wasn't this way even the last year. I was on my journey. And what I truly realized that anything is possible when you're full of yourself, when you are loving your beliefs, when you're loving your truth, because when you do, when you share your story, you are giving other women the permission to do their story, to share their story. And that's the thing. We are all so unique. And the most crippling fear is that we are not good enough. That what we get to share, it's not enough. And that's crazy. Just look how brilliant and beautiful you are, the things you overcame, the people you loved, the people you uplifted. It's so beautiful. You are beautiful. Don't dim your light. Don't stay in the darkness. There is not enough darkness you can bring into the room to enlighten other people. Truly, as cliche as it sounds, be the light. When you're not feeling enough, just roll your shoulders back. It's all about the posture. Believe it before you see it. You get to believe first in yourself, because if you don't, nobody else will. So stop dimming your light. Truly own who you are and truly own your story. That's what I did. I started to share on my Facebook Live and on my Instagram and on my stories who I truly am. And some people, they were judging me and I was getting like nasty messages at the beginning. Now I don't anymore. I don't attract those people anymore. I embrace the contrast. I know who I am. I know what I stand for. And it's only when you share who you truly are, it's when you attract the people who can really resonate with you. Don't be warm. You gotta be cold or you gotta be hot, but you gotta be yourself, girl. That's the only way to live. So I'm really excited to see where in your life you can tap more into who you truly are. What is the next step you're going to take? Are you going to do more of Instagram Live? Are you going to collaborate with other women? Are you going to be writing more on your blog posts? Are you going to be doing meetups? Where can you show up as more of yourself? Because who are you not to be showing up in this world as the unique gift you are? I love you, and I'm super excited to hear what are your biggest takeaways from this one. Make sure you take a screenshot on your phone and put it on Instagram so I can see and share it with other sisters. I love you. And we will talk soon. Thank you so much for spending your time with me on the Be Strong Minded podcast. I'm happy we could share this time together to create the space for the new exciting life that it's on its way. And if this message hit home for you, just screenshot this episode and go to your Instagram stories to share it. To share the screenshot photo on your stories using Instagram app, you will just tap onto the picture on the top of the left of your screen or swipe right from anywhere in the feed. To choose a photo from your iPhone's library or gallery, click the square on the left of your screen. Just make sure to add there the mention, my handle, be.strongminded, or just use the feature to type and type in with the text be.strongminded. When you're ready to share, just tap your stories in the bottom left. I'm so grateful for you, and I love sharing this life being with you. I would love to send you a virtual hug, and you can do the same for me. To send me a virtual hug, you can just leave me a review on the iTunes. It really means a world to me, and I always get super excited to share the review of the day with others on my feed too. To leave a review for a podcast from your iPhone or iPad, you just launch the Apple Podcast app, tap search bar, and then enter the name Be Strong Minded Podcast. Tap the blue search key at the bottom right. Tap the album for the podcast and tap the reviews tab. Tap the right review at the bottom. I'm so excited to continue growing with you. And for now, I'm sending you the promised virtual hug, so much love and smiles.